By now, the first plane had hit the World Trade Center. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News, and another would follow 17 minutes later. Tim Frohlich was on the 80th floor of the South Tower when terrorists struck on September 11th, 2001. He narrowly escaped by walking the stairs.
I decided to rest around the 60th floor because I was a little fatigued from running. And as I entered a room on the 60th floor, that room pretty much popped or collapsed, and that was apparently the Flight 175 coming in to the South Tower.
President Biden will speak later this hour from the Pentagon. A ceremony is also being held in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Respect and reverence on the streets of Scotland, where people are lined up hoping to catch a glimpse of the casket carrying Queen Elizabeth. Her funeral procession is headed to Edinburgh.
We saw the hearse pull out from the gates of Balmoral for the first time, and then it drove through the small village of Ballater. It's a very small village, just a few hundred people, but hundreds more had come to pay their respects to the Queen. And what struck me the most was the complete hushed and respectful silence as the funeral cortege drove through the village and then continued its journey.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. At Buckingham Palace today, King Charles will hold meetings. Hundreds of people braved the rain in Memphis, Tennessee to say goodbye to a wife, mother, and teacher. Eliza Fletcher has been laid to rest. The 34-year-old was abducted while jogging, her body found days later near a vacant home. A suspect was quickly apprehended, and police have linked him to another abduction. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than two decades after 9/11, many Americans have dedicated their lives to helping those who suffered irreparable losses.
Frank Siller says the first mission of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was to make sure that the lives lost on 9/11 would never be forgotten. Now the foundation has taken on a new project, a Tunnel to Towers Institute with a curriculum designed to educate and make sure we never forget what happened 21 years ago. He says the 9/11 Institute's mobile unit will travel to all 50 states.
That mobile exhibit is manned by 9/11 firefighters that lived that day. And they're there, and they take it, and it's all 9/11 artifacts on that. And the Speakers Bureau, hundreds and hundreds of firefighters, police officers, and other people that experienced 9/11 that go out throughout the United States.
Currently, only 16 states require schools to include what happened on 9/11 in their curricula. To find out when the mobile unit is coming to your state or to book a 9/11 speaker, go to t2t.org. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Liberation in parts of Ukraine as Russian forces are driven out. Last night on Instagram, President Volodymyr Zelensky said there's no place for occupiers in Ukraine.
In some spots, it's been so effective, it is isolating some Russian forces and cutting off vital supplies on the front lines. Now, Western intelligence agencies report days of advancements is now leading to thousands of square miles back into Ukrainian hands.
Fox's Jeff Paul. A blistering heat wave in Southern California that tested the power grid has ended. Spotty showers from a tropical storm that fizzled out cooled off the region and provided some much-needed moisture to firefighters battling the Fairview fire. 100% containment could happen tomorrow. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.